Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havokhurst. When leaders in Macon, Georgia set out to celebrate history-making Capricorn Records with a major new development, they managed to make a four-year effort climax on the exact birthday of December 3rd, 1969.
It's my pleasure and privilege to hereby declare the rebirth of Capricorn Sound Studios on the 50th anniversary of its founding.
That's Mercer University President William Underwood on Tuesday, formally opening Mercer Music at Capricorn, a new $4.3 million investment in historic preservation, music education, talent development, and cultural tourism.
I'm telling y'all, there will be no place quite like the Capricorn Complex for developing talented young musicians.
As of January, 20,000 square feet of space in four adjacent buildings will house rehearsal spaces, a Macon Music Museum, and several arts organizations. Its centerpiece will be the historic studio where, under the ownership of Phil Walden, Southern rock is said to have been born in the 1970s.
Lord, I was born.
The Allman Brothers may be most closely associated with Capricorn Studios and its affiliated record label. It also hosted the Marshall Tucker Band, Charlie Daniels, Wet Willie, and many more. Mercer spokesman Larry Brumley says the room miraculously survived the ravages of time.
The building was probably 2 years away from collapsing on itself, but that studio, that room, amazingly was largely intact.
A gala concert took place Tuesday night with Rolling Stones keyboard man Chuck Leval, Taj Mahal, and John Bell of Widespread Panic, a band made famous on a later iteration of Capricorn Records. For more on Mercer Music at Capricorn, visit WMOT.org.